Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord loves us and He speaks to us in the heart. I remember years ago He said, "When I speak to my people through you, I'm not talking to their mind. I'm talking to their heart. The heart is what captures the word. The heart is what receives the word. People hear in two ways." They hear and judge by the mind, but the word that gets in their heart, that's what brings them to life. The heart is much more powerful. So when the Lord gives people His word and it gets in their heart, if they embrace it, it becomes a part of them. My pastor was talking about embracing the word a few weeks ago. And when the word gets in your heart and you embrace it, it becomes part of you. That's where your conduct comes from. The way you conduct yourself is primarily by the word of God. And then our mind is unrenewed. That's why Jesus is our high priest. He pleads with the Father to keep us steady, to keep us on track, to help us, to keep us in a state of forgiveness. And He represents us to God. See, the Lord don't, He knows what sin is. He knows how bad it is, but He hates sin. And that's the way it is. And He knew that His patience with sin is very slim. That's why He became a man, and He listens to the Son. The Son is, He joins man to God. Jesus is our high priest. He represents us to God. He pleads our case before the Lord. And he represents God to us. See, we grow in stages. We hear the word and it becomes part of our life, part of our being, part of our activity. And we grow from glory to glory. And Jesus helps the Lord be patient with us. He helps the Father continue to be patient with us during this process of life. And the Lord loves us. Remember something, though. The Lord set this up. When He told Moses He was going to wipe out the people and raise up another nation through him, Moses got on his face and pleaded with the Lord and pleaded our case. Now you know what Jesus does. Jesus does the same thing when the Lord is ready to wipe us out. People say, well, God's not like... You have to understand, the Lord looks at everything. He hates sin. And He's righteous. He loves man. And He cares about us. He's long-suffering. He's all those things. But He saw fit to put a high priest to represent us. So you have to respect what the Father's doing. Israel continued to rebel. They did 10 things that caused them not to go into the promised land. The Lord was patient with them, but on the 10th time that they complained and rebelled, the Lord said they'll never enter the promised land. They had to wander the wilderness because of their continual sin. They should have stopped. They didn't catch on. They didn't learn to trust God. They didn't get to know Him. That's one problem that people have. They don't get to know the Lord and understand. They go by how they process in their mind. And then Americans, we vote on everything. We select our president. We select our rules. We select our own laws. Now there are some oily politicians that ease phony laws in place. But once it's a law, it's a law. Even the military will protect it. It's not perfect. But our Constitution is a more perfect union than a kingdom See, when you leave the whole nation to the will of one man, even a good man, that'll last for a while, but eventually he'll have children. Children don't process the same as their parent. Sometimes evil is all right with a child. Foolishness is all right with a child, and they can become a king at any time. And now what you have is disaster. If he loves to party, he becomes a fornicating fool. And now the whole kingdom's looking to a person that's crazy. And Satan can easily influence people that loves the world system. This has happened before. It always gets out of hand. Even David had, he was a king that God recognized. And he had children that tried to overthrow his kingdom. Two of them tried to proclaim themselves king. One tried to usurp authority. The other tried to, when his father was very old, he proclaimed himself to be king and gathered warriors around him. And he almost did it. Then Solomon became king. God gave him wisdom. And he, under Egyptian attack, see, you have to watch the word. It started with his wife, the daughter of Pharaoh. She was the daughter of Pharaoh. She loved her father's will more than Solomon. And she got him into witchcraft with his other crazy foreign wives and concubines. And they turned his heart. See, that's what can happen to one man trying to rule. But when our country has a three-tiered judicial system, the president, you got the Congress, which is the House and Senate, then the judicial system. And it's designed so that it'll always be a constitution. It's designed so that people will always be in charge. The people are the king here. The president, the judicial system, and the Congress is they're our servants, elected to do our will. Now, the only problem now is when you're used to doing things your way, surrendering to the Father as your king. Jesus is your king now. So now you have to surrender your will completely in order to function perfectly in his kingdom. Either he's your Lord or he's not. He's your Savior. A lot of people want Jesus to be their Savior, but not their Lord. I want him to be my Savior and my King. I just want to make sure I don't do nothing stupid. Now, I've grown to trust the Lord. I didn't always trust him. I didn't know I didn't trust him, but I wanted to. And I found out, you find out whether you trust him or not if you do what he say do. If you come to a point that you'll just give him the reins of your life. See, in America, we vote on everything. Whether we get it or not, we still vote on it. Or we have the chance to vote on it. If you don't commit a felony, you can vote on it. And if you can't vote, you can persuade others to vote on what you want. Now, with that said, in God's kingdom, you can ask what you will according to his word. As long as you don't cross the boundaries of the word, you can have it. And that's freedom. We're not God's pets. We're not God's robots. We are God's children. And we must honor the order of God. God loves us. The same rules that he's given us, he lives by. He recognizes his laws and his statutes and his judgments. And he's not going to let a sinner mess up everything, mess it up for everybody else. There are no thieves in heaven. They don't make it. There are no fornicators in heaven. They don't make it either. There are no adulterers. They don't make it. There are no witches, because they don't make it. There are no warlocks. Don't know the difference, but they don't make it either. There are no abominations. There are no idolaters. They don't go. When people love those things more than God, they go to hell. And they're tormented. And you'll never see them again. Unless you observe the white throne judgment. Now, it's a pure place. Heaven is a pure place. God is a pure God. Heaven is a very exponential, progressive place. You will always grow in knowledge and wisdom over the eons of time, over the years, over the days. You're going to grow. You're going to learn. Now, when we take it on ourselves to learn of the Lord, we propel in life. Sometimes people do the will of God because they're supposed to, because they fear God and they're supposed to, and it's expected, and they want to win souls. Even though you want to do good things, you can do God's will grudgingly. Some pastors, they preach because they have to. They don't always desire to. It's not a pleasure anymore. But they'll do it. But there's something about being willing and obedient. They desire to be obedient, and they're willing to be obedient, and they want to make sure they're obedient. Now, I've grown to that point because every time I do what God said do, it works. And I told my son just yesterday that I'm still learning from the primary things the Lord taught me in the beginning. The first years of my salvation, when he taught me how to love his people. I'm still growing and learning amazing things from those days. See, when you love people, it puts things in motion, and you can learn from it. And I learn from the things that God has done. The things he's given me to do. I learned from it. I'm like, wow, I didn't know that was going to happen. When I first asked the Lord to teach me to love his people, I just didn't want to mess up. I didn't want to get mad and fuss at somebody and fight. When I didn't have the temperance, I didn't know how to control it. I didn't know so many things I didn't know. And I knew that things were going to, you know, people were going to push those buttons again. And I said, well, Lord, teach me how to love your people. And see, Jesus is the standard. I want to be like Jesus. I want to love like Jesus. At that point, I read over what 1 Peter said. I didn't get it. When I read 1 Peter, I must have read it too fast. Because everything that I was praying for is written and found in 1 Peter chapter 1. But I didn't know how to do it. So when you want to do something that you know you can't do and you're not skilled at, do it in the Lord's strength. Ask the Lord to teach you how to do whatever it is. And you'll do it in his strength and by his love. Now from that point, he taught me principles of things about people. He taught me to look at the other side, how they view things, where they come from, what things are like to them. And then he taught me, you know, I knew to speak things in a soft answer because it turns away wrath. And you can get somewhere with a person. You can dialogue. You can communicate. So I asked him to help me with that. And when people are frustrated, that's when they need you the most to be strong. He taught me to be strong. All kind of things. Over time, I learned and I adapted. I incorporated it into my life. I embraced it. And it became a part of my character, part of my conduct, part of my activity. And it helped me to always take the high road. And then as the Lord helped me master these things, then he gave me assignments because he knew he could trust me, because I was endeavoring to do his will. So when you're endeavoring to do his will and you become stable enough, he'll give you something to do. Now, that's where it gets interesting. When you get to a point where you can bridle your tongue, you can be a blessing to people that's not good to you, and you can help people that you know mean you know no good. You can, when you get to that point, the Lord can work with you, and he can help you represent heaven to others. You can represent the heart of God's will. Now, you do these things because you're supposed to. Some scriptures you do because you're supposed to, but when you graduate to the point that you long to do these things, you're looking for somebody to help them, to heal them. You're looking to be a blessing. You're looking for people you can help. You're praying to get the word to people wherever they are. The Lord has a method to do these things. All you have to do from that point on is follow him, and he will show you where the hot spots are. If you go fishing on a big lake, you can waste your time real quick. You can waste your time all day because you don't know where the hot spots are. Some fishermen take logs and big rocks and throw them in the lake in places where it won't hurt a boat. And that's where the brim will be. Then they know where the hot spots are. In the ocean, they take motor blocks and they know how to get back to them. But, you know, they take it to a coordinates and they drop the motor block in the ocean. And that becomes their fishing spot. And that's where they take the tourists to catch red snapper. Why? Because fish need something to hide behind. And the red snappers are trying to hide from sharks and bigger fish. And they'll go behind that engine block. They get a bunch. They have different places that they go different days. And they always help people catch their limit of snapper. And that's how they make their money. And they respect each other. They don't fish in other people's spots. They go to their spot. Now, there are hot spots out there now. And the Lord will show you where the hot spots are. He knows. If he tell you to go on the radio, he told me to go on the radio. That's my hot spot. He told me to do a website ministry. That's my other hot spot. And sometimes he'll tell me things about people. That's a hot spot too. Now, as we go forward in the Lord, doing his word, seeking his face, he'll show us where our hot spots are. He'll show you what to do, what to say, and everything else. And all you have to do at that point is do it. And it works. Now, when you embrace God's word and you do it with joy, that's a whole nother level. You're going to get to know the Father very fast. When you watch him, when you ask questions, and I love to ask questions because that's how I learn, you're going to grow very fast. You're going to learn things you never known before. It's beautiful. See, we trust God from the past. Our relationship with him from past experience. That's how we know. That's how we grow. That's how we learn. These things are very important. Knowing God and serving God can be done together. Many people serve God, but they don't fully know him. So they don't fully trust him either. And the Lord understands this. He's patient with us. That's why Jesus is our priest. We ought to automatically do whatever God say without question. That's how it should be. But the Lord knew that he would need a high priest to help us out. Then he turned around and made us priests and kings. You being a king and you being a priest helps you understand God's position. You, a man being a father, a woman being a mother, helps her understand God's position. Because we've all been children before, and we had fathers and mothers, and they guided us. We didn't always understand what they was talking about and trying to get us to do. But when we become parents, we understand that they got our backs. And it helps us to understand for once that God has our back. And if we do what he say, we're going to be fine. If we listen to our parents, we're going to have better success because they love us. All these things are true. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.